Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today we will continue in our present series of studies, The Christian's Security. We all want security, and the Christian really has it. We have six messages, which we have entitled, We Have Message Number 1, which we have already considered, and Number 2, we wish today to consider the third lesson. The first lesson, we have a word that cannot change. God gave the word, and he doesn't change. And secondly, a Lord that cannot die. And then thirdly, the one we will consider today, we have a life that cannot end. And then following this study, we have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. We have a love that cannot falter, the love of God. We have a power that cannot be resisted. And today we want to ask two important questions and answer them from the Scriptures. How can we obtain a life that is without end? And then, how can we enjoy that eternal life that is without end? I think we shall turn to the third chapter of John's Gospel, how to obtain that life. And it's simply by being born again into the family of God. In the third chapter of John we read, there was a man in the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, He must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus is puzzled. He's a great man, an earnest man. And Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? And the Lord tells him how these things can be. Now, we are told here that we must be born again. Why must we be born again? Because we have a sinful nature, which we received from the human family, from our family. We have a sinful nature, and Satan introduced that sinful nature into Adam and Eve, the beginning of all mankind. And so we see, indeed, that we are in need of something beside a sinful nature. God cannot fellowship with sin. We must be born into God's family. Now, he says that it's a new birth is absolutely necessary. Except a man be born again, he cannot see, much less enter, the kingdom of God. Nicodemus asks a very natural question. How can a man be born when he's old? Jesus answers, Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. This is a spiritual birth. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. We were born of flesh, and that's all it is. It has a sinful nature. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. We were born into man's family. We must be born into God's family to go into heaven. And to do that, we must have a spiritual life brought to us. We must possess it. Nicodemus is puzzled. He can't understand this kind of language. And the Lord Jesus gave him that most wonderful verse, John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. we are, and Nicodemus could understand that, because he gives him the story of Moses lifting up the serpent in the wilderness. And the Israelites on that occasion received a life after they were snake bitten by the snakes. They received a life that could not end. It was eternal. It cured them from the snake bite. So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross. For what reason? Because he deserved it? No. Because that was the only way we could be saved. He had to pay for our sins. He died for our sins. He did it willingly. And he died on that cross that we might have everlasting life, that we might be born again. We must be born into God's family. Then, by becoming one of the Lord's sheep. We read in John chapter 10 how there in verse 7, Jesus saith unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And he's referring to the cross. Thank God we may be his sheep. As a matter of fact, Isaiah said in the 53rd chapter of his prophecy, verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. So we have to become one of the Lord's sheep through faith, believing in him. The Lord Jesus says, I am the door. I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And we enter that door by faith. How? By the same method as John 3:16. Simply believing that Jesus died on the cross. Someone says, that's too easy for me. Simply by believing that, that's all you can do. The work that saves is done. Christ did that on the cross. There's not a thing that we can do to be saved except to accept it. Just take it from the hand of God as a gift. We read in the scriptures in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, through his death, through his love, through his agony on that cross. And then we read also that we must have the life of Christ within us. At least, that was Paul's way of putting it. Is about the best way I can put it. Paul says of himself, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but the Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, when you and I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God took the life of Christ and put that life within us. And that life is eternal. Can Christ die? That's the kind of life that we have, an extension of the life of Christ. We read this in the first chapter of John's Gospel when we don't have time to turn to it. Now let's talk about it. How can we enjoy eternal life? By fellowshipping with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We read in Revelation 3:20 where the Lord says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him, and he with me. Can you think of anything nicer than enjoying a nice repast with a friend? We can enjoy this eternal life. We can enjoy it by our fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ on that cross where he died for us. We read, for instance, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, when the Lord comes to rapture his church, to snatch away his church from this earth. Christ is coming to the air. He's going to shout. and every child of God is going to disappear. That is familiar territory on this broadcast. Then we which remain and may shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. It's a life that cannot end. It's a joy that will not fade. Now the Apostle Paul encourages us in Romans chapter 3, and he tells us that life that cannot end, and in that third chapter of Colossians, we are told that we are spiritual beings now. We enjoy spiritual things. Listen to the third chapter of Colossians, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Now the if here is not the if of doubt, it's the if of certainty. Since then ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then we shall appear with him in glory. You know, there are a lot of people have different formulas for enjoying this life. Some go in for pleasure. And Robert Burns himself wrote, if you please, that pleasures are like poppies spread. You seize the flower, the bloom is shed. Or like the snowfall on the river, a moment white, then gone forever. Or like the Borealis race that flit ere you can point their place. Oh, pleasures of this world are so transitory and so fleeting. Oh, if we could just see what there is in Christ Jesus. And certainly these are the ways of enjoying eternal life, fellowshipping with Christ, and focusing on the things that are eternal. I think that David, being one of the sheep of the Lord, gives us the, as near as I can say it, a formula, and I'm going to read the 23rd Psalm. Listen, please. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a secret of security! The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Our Father, today we thank you for the life that is in Christ, the life that cannot end, and will enjoy him for all eternity. Bless these thoughts to our hearts. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.